T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How about 708, Devin Oromodushu? I hated every time they mentioned his name. Could not get it out of my head. Signed, Jimbo. Yeah, he wasn't very good at all. They thought that Oromodushu was going to be a pretty good player. Didn't work out too well. We are going to Rockford. Adam, good morning.
Les, who in the hell is Devin Oromodushu?
Former Bear.
Oh, I think his name's Oromodushu.
You know what? I think yours is more correct to pronunciation.
Being that it's his actual name.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Former
was that
Bear.
Today, Kevin? Is that before or less? I want to thank Dustin. Well, first of all, we should thank everyone. I want to thank everyone for calling, texting, and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
And now we welcome in Dan O'Connor.
Yours is more correct. And the degrees of correctness in getting a name right.
He only worked like 17 hours. That's and awesome. God.
Yeah, Devin Oromodushu.
Yeah.
Former Bear.
You talk about a surreal scene walking to work today. This was amazing. Out in
former
front.
Former Bear.
Yeah.
They got the Stetson the accident. And Lake.
Yes.
They're filming.
Yes.
So they're
filming. Who's filming? Is it Chicago?
It's either Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Well, it's a big difference.
We need to know the clarification. Yes.
I don't know which one is filming because there were a lot of people dressed like firemen and some people dressed like policemen.
And how do you know it's a fake fire accident or drug bust?
Didn't the Channel 9 news there was a small plane on King Avenue and they
reported something was happening
on ML King Drive and they reported that the plane had gone down and then as they saw the cameras. I'm like, they're just filming
real.
Something.
It was
awesome.
So, but I mean, and that's not uncommon around here. They do a lot of shots here.
Yes.
There's great views down
Lake Street.
Oh,
they had a car
Street
on fire about 6 months ago.
Maybe freaked out. They had an ambulance dangling off of the little overpass here once, like half off. And I went, oh, my God. Wait a second. It's bolted in there. That's not real.
Don't tell me what happened.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Meanwhile, ice is falling off all the buildings here. Huge.
I mean, it's cascading.
Sheets, like cookie sheet size. And they're swirling down, helicoptering down, mm-hmm. slipping down.
No, that's just for the show.
But everybody on set, they stopped.
They had to stop filming.
Everybody on set, all the actors and all the crew, they're looking up like, oh, my God.
We're going to die.
And they get their phones out. They're all taking pictures. And I'm thinking, take cover. Like, it's still like,
we could lose some of America's great stars.
But seriously, it was bad. And people are, the ice is crashing out of the sky here.
Okay, I'll have to research this. But I was on, and this is why I'm qualifying it. I was on one of the boat trips, you know, one of the architectural tours.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome.
And they were pointing out different things about the buildings. And I've been on a few of these. When people come into town, we'll do that occasionally.
Yeah.
So you never really learn anything you don't know or anything new. But did you know, and I did not know this across the street, the Aon Center,
yes.
they had put Italian marble.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and it all started falling off once the winter hit?
They put the wrong type of marble on it. They did. The engineers didn't do the math correctly or didn't even look at it. And the freezing and thawing caused that to fracture and fall off.
Marble started peeling off the building.
Wow.
And they had to go back and take it all off and change the
reef surface.
But I mean, it was not just like $10 or $15, mind you. It was like millions upon millions of dollars.
Twice the cost of the building.
Yeah, I love stories like that. There's so many engineering fail stories. There's the famous, was it the Tacoma Bridge? It was a suspension bridge, if you look this up, that was built where they didn't understand.
Where was it?
In the wind pattern. It was over a river, and there was
unclear.
Look up the video on this. They didn't realize that there was a certain pattern of wind that would create a certain harmonic vibration.
That's that bridge. You see that video all
the
time.
Yes, that destroyed the bridge. The other one that I love is the UMass Library. where they built a multi-story library and a brand new building, huge project. And then for some reason, bricks were literally shooting out of the side of the building, like hundreds of yards away.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, brick bombs were being fired out of the building.
They don't know doctor's a nickname. They let that guy just design a building.
They forgot to account for something when designing the load-bearing aspects of the building. They forgot to account for, wait for it, the weight of books.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's insane.
So once they, everything was fine.
Everything was fine until they put books
until
in.
They put the books
Quick,
in there.
Everyone check out a book.
And it was squeezing. It was shoving out the sides of the building and shooting bricks
shooting
out.
Shooting bricks.
My
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm glad you said shooting.
Oh, yes. Books. We should probably think about the
here
books.
In a library?
What an idea. What a concept. What do you expect to hear from the Cubs brass today?
Are they talking today?
Yep.
Not Tom, though. I thought he wasn't out there yet.
Not the management.
Right.
I guess not the ownership, but the management.
Theo, Jed.
Positive stuff, don't you think?
Well, this would be their first time to chat since Russell came back. The Cub Convention,
we've heard so much from them. It seems like we've heard so much of them saying nothing over the winter because they haven't had nothing but controversy to address. It's been one thing after another that has had very little to do with the baseball team.
Well, they're not signing any players either.
They have not signed any players.
No.
And they haven't done anything except for now. They'll have to address at some point. If Theo is talking today, he'll probably say something very eloquent and intelligent about the importance of not accepting what Joe Ricketts had to say and rejecting the idea and the Cubs being very inclusive and everything in a more it's kind of parroting what Julian Green said yesterday.
I found it fascinating in the parting moments you guys spent with Gonzo this morning. He kind of mentioned that what stands in opposition to each other as the Cubs start the season is the idea that Theo put out there in his final 71 minutes of the season last
yes.
year, saying that every game matters, that the drive has to be there, the intensity has to be there. And that's supposed to start today, as pitchers and catchers report. You know, that's supposed to start now. But the Cubs have so many other stories around them that makes it hard to focus on the intensity that he asked his team to give.
So you think the sense of urgency should begin today?
It's just that's what Theo said.
I don't think it starts today. I think it's opening day.
Not.
I think opening day.
But you're setting yourself up.
You don't want your starting pitchers
training.
To be urgent on February 12th.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to do with the intensity of their deliveries. It's just their work.
The
their
preparation.
Off-season work. Their preparation. Yeah. I mean, you win games in September.
I have a hard time with baseball.
I find it fascinating. It's fascinating how you can't play baseball harder.
Because I don't think you can either. I think that, and I think I probably have been guilty of this too. I think
get out there and hit somebody.
The urgency that he's talking about isn't necessarily intensity as much as it is like treating the Sunday of a third.
No throwaway lineups, no throwaway at-bats. Because it's the third game of the series
you're mentally fatigued.
Well, that affects pitching decisions, though. You can't always use high leverage everything.
Win every game, but don't use Brandon Morrow.
Right. Not in three straight days. No, can't do that.
That's the theme of this season. Is what does Theo really mean?
It means start the season strong. Don't work your way into it. It means be in position before the All-Star break. It means if you're playing the Brewers in the third series of the year, that's as important as the 15th or 20th.
It sure didn't mean
was in that last month. Last year, though. I mean, that's where that fade really started.
But it was cool. Because of all the games in succession.
The fade
right?
mattered because the games you gave away in May, June, and July. I mean, that's part of it. But I think the urgency that Theo spoke of sure wasn't meaning the front office. I mean, they didn't go after the roster with a sense of urgency. They didn't turn over they didn't make deals with that sense of urgency.
Yeah, they didn't. I think it's pretty clear that they weren't allowed to, you know, whether it be by budget or by design or by hoping that a lot of the young hitters
you
come
trade.
Up and play.
But it's just not expensive to make a trade.
No, but a $20 million investment on Cole Hamels, given his age and his performance in the bulk of last, like, don't just look at the 76 innings he threw with the Cubs. That other guy still existed. I don't know how they're going to spar off against
them. Managing millennials for dummies.
But that's 20 million.
It struck me as interesting in how that 71-minute thing you referenced was all about, oh, you got to return with more urgency. Maybe that starts today. But it's been two different tracks, the baseball team and the front office. The front office hasn't reacted like there's a ton of urgency. They've reinvested hope in the people that are there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the same thing, though. I think the emphasis on urgency is because they are returning in large part the same team. That they're not saying, look, this isn't going to come from outside. The fact that I think it's sort of in theme for it to be from within and put the emphasis on the performance of the people you have here to say, look, this isn't good enough. This is what it's going to be. This is our core. Make this better. Be better at it.
How are you handling all this?
I don't know. Probably not very well.
You better handle this well.
We'll do the best we can.
Because we will be listening.
We're going to talk about that. I've got to deal with my conflict on the whole Kareem Hunt thing because I got to be completely honest with myself as a Bears fan. I look at it as a Bears fan. I look at it as a realistic NFL fan. I also look at it as a talk show host, what I wanted and what I didn't want out of this and sort of what we're seeing from the Bears. We'll talk about that. We will
Way to go, Danny.
We'll look at the Cubs stuff. Pete Futek is going to join us on the Kyler Murray situation and what that means, what it says about what we could see happening in college football, and also looking at how it's going to change the way we look at quarterbacks.
A lot of prospects wanting to get shorter.
Well, it's funny. Did you know that it's almost worse to be a tall quarterback, too tall, than it is too short?
Yes. We've talked about that.
Yeah. It's,
there are – you don't want to be 6'8".
No.
You don't want
to
be Mark McGuire's brother.
Dan McGuire, correct. You don't want to be Mike Glennon.
You don't want to be his brother.
Mike Glennon. Never want to be.
We'll talk Bulls and NBA with Sam Vecenie of The Athletic at 11:40, and then we're going to carry all the Cubs stuff live in the noon hour.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.